Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Cohan, the founder of the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Let's learn to live it on purpose. Before we get started, we need to take a quick moment for our sponsors. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine. And yet, as life challenges grind and wears down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us. And if we stray too far from it, we are unhappy in our life. At the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today by taking the Circle of Life Quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action to take control of your life. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a huge favor. To write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will be able to help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/podcast and click on the subscribe button to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show. Thank you again, and now let's get on with the episode.
Hey, my friends, hope all is well. Just checking in with you and seeing and making sure that everybody's doing great. I wanted to thank everyone again, as always, for listening to this episode and this show. I really do appreciate it. Sorry for not posting an episode last week. I was really busy. I had 3 weddings in 2 weeks. And so I really just didn't have a chance to kind of sit down and write out a topic or a conversation with you guys. And so during that time, I really thought about what I wanted to talk about. Now, I know one of the areas in my life that I need to be better at is learning to how to communicate effectively with people, especially in my personal life, but also in my professional life, because communication is key. Without learning how to be a better communicator, we're not able to express ourselves, share our opinions, and process our emotions. And so if we do have a tendency to not be good communicators, we end up keeping everything inside of us, which leads to disease, anger, and fights. And so today I want to talk about how to be a better communicator. Because communication is the key when it comes to anything that involves collaboration. Since humans are a social species, communication is involved in nearly everything you do. Some people are born with the natural ability to communicate well, while others may struggle with it. No matter what category you fall into, it's likely that you can benefit from paying attention to improving your communication skills. Why better communication helps you. Did you know that most businesses consider your communication skills to be the most important characteristic about you? This means that you can have top-notch knowledge and job skills, but still fail to land a job if you're lacking the communication department. Communication is certainly not only important when it comes to your work life, but it's also vital in having a successful home life as well. Couples and family members that are good communicators lead happier lives overall. Proper communication will prevent misunderstanding and save you time, so you won't have to go back and explain yourself again and again. You know you've gained good communication skills when you can communicate your thoughts effectively with as few words as necessary. So how to improve communication with others? Communication is a two-way street. This means that you can have excellent skills, but if the recipient is lacking, then you may not be understood. This is why it's important not only to develop your speaking skills, but our listening skills too. Since you can't affect the skill levels of others, the only thing you can do is strengthen your own communication skills. Besides, when you're an excellent communicator, more people will understand you Everything around you will be run more effectively, and you'll more often get what you want. So I want you to try these strategies to improve your communication skills. First, always avoid arguing. If you run into a snag in a conversation and it starts to morph into an argument, step back and realize what's going on. It's easy to get swept up into the blame game, but ultimately, it's not important whose fault. What's important is the mutual understanding of the issue at hand and a desire for a solution that benefits everyone. Next, don't be afraid to compromise. You may be tempted to try and win, but that's not the best way to reach a mutual agreement. You may be happier with getting your way, but it may come at the expense of other people, which can cause further issues. Find a good compromise that you both can willingly accept. Work on listening. Your listening skills are even more important than your speaking skills. After all, how will you know what you should say and when if you haven't effectively listened? Listen more than you speak, and you'll gain a profound wisdom of others too. Remember to keep your focus. Communication will get overly complicated if you worry about too many issues at once. Avoid bringing up the past or other issues, and instead focus on one topic at hand. Remember to stay calm and take responsibility. Adopt a calm and cool manner of handling situations. When things remain low, it's easier to communicate and get your point across. This also means that you need to take responsibility for what you say. Don't be afraid to admit mistakes when you're wrong. Becoming a better communicator doesn't happen overnight. But if you keep practicing and tweaking your skills, you'll be surprised at what you can accomplish. Thank you. And remember, life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.
Thank you again for listening to the Living Life on Purpose show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more details on our coaching classes and programs, please visit our website at elevatelifeproject.com. And please sign up for our newsletter. And remember, life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.